Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins for podcasting audio mode day 9 for 2015. Just playing with a mic trigger on Boss Jock, because I don't do that very often and thought I would have a go. Because I can. Okay, this is kind of a catch-up boo, really. Firstly, I want to say thank you to people that are commenting on each other's boos, and as well as mine. Booms. Yeah. It's really, really good. I've felt encouraged by that. So I love the way it goes. No, they didn't do that. That'd be flat. That's what happens when I've just eaten a pork pie. It goes. Yeah, all right, forget that. It sounds like a balloon being released. You know when you stretch the neck of a balloon and go... That. I want to talk about things regards catch-up. Hang on a second. Okay, so the music there, because people have been asking me about the music. I'm trying to think. Gwen Clian, she asked me about the music. It's Imogen Heap. Imogen, H-E-A-P. The album is called Sparks, and if you buy the, I don't know if that album comes with the instrumental thing anyway, but definitely the deluxe one, if there is a deluxe one, it has all the instrumentals of the songs, which is good, because Imogen is an incredible musician. See her live, if you ever could. She, get the opportunity. She uses, like, she has these magic gloves, She can move her hands and things happen and whatnot with her keyboards and sequences and stuff like that. Very talented lady. I'd love to get to interview her. I might see if I can do that. I think I've said that before. Anyway, audio mode day 9, bit of a catch up. We're talking really about clothing quandaries. That's part of it. Lots of nice comments, lots of helpful comments on my clothing quandaries. I went with the lovely and beautiful and delightful Claire Randall to Next. Next is a chain of, well, it's like a department store chain in the UK. And Next were able to furnish me with the help I needed. I will go to Debenhams, but we didn't get there. We went to the Debenhams nearest to us. I didn't know that Debenhams had sort of different types of Debenhams. So this was not a Debenhams that has a menswear bit. So I went in there going, hello, Debenhams, do you have a menswear bit? And she was like, no, we don't, I'm afraid. We're not that kind of Debenhams. We're another kind of Debenhams. excuse me, like Debenhams Select or something like that. They don't have a homeware department either, as it goes. So that was a bit naff, really. I didn't see the point. What's the point? What's the point in that? So I need to go to the one a bit further away, which we were going to go to. But Next, where our friends Next helped me a lot, the guy called George in Next, he was very helpful. So now I have a pair of chinos. Although, you know what, people, I'm noticing this a lot, people still don't, they get you what they think you want, or they don't remember what it was that you asked for. So I said, yeah, okay, so we'll have a look at chinos. And I wanted a regular fit regular, you know, my leg length and waist and whatever, which I won't go into. The waist is embarrassing a little bit. Anyway, and he said, oh, okay, but we haven't got the right colour in, the colour you wanted in that, but we've got it in that colour. So I said, okay, I'll have it in that colour then. And then when I got back, I thought, oh yeah, these are lovely. So the one was fine. The other one was like grabbing onto the calves of my legs. And I was like, what's that all about? And I looked with my magnifying equipment, or was it my scanner? I'm not sure which, but on my phone. And it said they were skinny. I'm 47. I'm not going to wear skinny jeans, am I? Or, I mean, skinny chinos. They're the kind of things they crease as soon as you walk. And I mean, I was speaking to people at work today and they were like, no, you don't, it can completely. So, Ian, a lovely man, our George, he was really helpful, he was. Helped me get shirts as well, got two shirts and a tie, it comes in the package like that. and two pairs of chinos. One's going back and will be exchanged for something that I actually wanted to begin with. But yeah, and then I went into my shoelaces are shredding on my shoes. I don't know why, but there are certain type of lace. They're quite thick, but you want them of a certain length, don't you? And I've only got four eyelets in each side of my shoe, so it's not going to be long laces. And two shops I've been to buy them. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, they're slightly thinner than the ones that you've got, but they are as long because I bought them and showed them. Oh yeah, right. The one is so thin; it's like school children's shoelaces type of things, little thin shoelaces. And then today I went to get some, and the one would have been all right, the one set, but they were kind of far too long, like at least half as long as the ones that I've got, which means for the shoes I'm wearing, when you tie them up, they stick out. The shoes laces are all over the place. You look like you could fall over them. And then the other pair was just like nearly half an inch wide. It looked like a massive tapeworm. And they said, oh yeah, those are the ones you want. No, they're really not. Not when I showed you the shoelaces in question. So tomorrow I'll go to yet another shoe shop and see what I can find. Anyway, clothing quandaries. I won't go on about it too much. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm doing all right. I've got my chinos. I need to change a pair. The shirts are great. I have a tie. Well, I have plenty of ties anyway, but you know what I mean. It was, who's helped me then? So Sandra Thompson. Sandra T, she helped. She gave me some good advice. She recorded an audio boom, especially for me and my clothing quandary. And she was saying that, you know, yeah, you could wear T-shirts and things, but make sure they're expensive. I don't know if I'll really get away with T-shirts, but good point, though. But no, I've gone for this thing. And I've gone for the shirt tucked in. Somebody said, well, you're 47. This is someone who knew me at work. You really shouldn't be having shirts tucked out, really, unless they're casual and you're wearing them with jeans. So that's fine. I didn't think that, to be honest. I didn't think that I would do that with chinos, unless it was a really casual shirt. And then back to Sandra. Sandra T. She said, keep a tie in the drawer somewhere, or even keep a shirt in there. And then when you need to, just if a visitor comes, or you need to suddenly go out to a meeting, then get changed. No, I like what I've got at the moment. I've got the shirt, got the open neck shirt, got the chinos, and then I can put a tie on then. That seems to be the way forward. I like clothes that serve more than one purpose, that you can mix and match a little bit. Tie off, tie on, whatever. That kind of thing. And so I'm happy with that. And now I think I'll just build upon this wardrobe thing, this new wardrobe. But I'm still at that thing where it's like, what do I do with the clothes I've got now? You know, if I was to wear like any of my shirts, would I always tuck them in? I don't know what rule to obey anymore. I certainly don't think some of my shirts could necessarily go with ties. I've never worn them with ties before, but I wouldn't know. That's the thing. There's some that are obviously casual to some extent, but others are not necessarily, but I don't know. I'm not very good at the whole fashion thing, so what I probably will do is keep the chinos and the other things separate, and that'll be my work, half of my wardrobe, and then I'll have a sort of cash bit, and possibly the twain will never meet until I become a bit more experienced. So that's me and my clothing quandary. I don't know if I've got anything else to say on that. So, but thank you everyone for your help, and next it'll be shoes at some point. I've got some Clark ones at the moment. These are the ones with the laces that are breaking. They should last a little bit longer, but I'm gonna have to go and get some more of them, I think, because the thing is as well, I like with shoes is a big thing, because I walk a lot, so I need shoes that are good for walking in, but that you can wear in the office. So, you know, slip-on shiny shoes tend not to be the way forward, really, because they don't fare too well in the weather and stuff. So there you go. I think that's it. I meant to say that this song is called Minds Without Fear. I chose it for one of my boos, and I can't remember which one, for one of the audio moos. And then I just thought, well, I like it, so I'll keep playing. It's almost becoming my theme for Audio Mo 2015. I hope that Imogen would be happy with that. Well, I don't think she follows me, but you never know. She might. I think she follows me on Twitter. So, Imogen, if you want to do a little chat with me and stuff, if you are listening, then cool, let me know. Send me a DM or something, and I'm sure the lovely people in the Audio Boom community would love to hear more about you and your music. And maybe I'll even try and find a tweet with you from you and something. No, a tweeter. I'll try and find your username and maybe even ask you if you'll come and talk to us about your music. Right, this is me done. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening. That's all I meant to say. And this has been my rambly boom for day 9. Audio Mo 2015. Bye for now.